Why not? Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisavoy, Chof Elul, 16th of September, Rabbi Alexander Hammond, Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Maxi Grosnas on the yahrzeit of his late father-in-law, Reb Aryeh ben Ramoshe Bezalel Reich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose yahrzeit was on Tuesday.
I'd like to share with the Olam a beautiful vort from the Chasam Sofer in this week's parasha, and I'll take the liberty to try and expand a little bit. I can't say what he had in mind at all, but what it says to me, try to expand a little bit, putting it in a perspective. Chasam Sofer asks the following question. Towards the beginning of the parasha, we're told about, as Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, there are brachas and there are klolas. Each one is to be given on a certain location. You have the Shvatim standing, some on one on Hagrizim, some on Ha'evel, some in the middle. The brachas are to be given on Hagrizim, and the klolas on Ha'evel. So the Chasam Sofer, I find it very strange, perplexing, because Hagrizim was a place of Tumah. Hagrizim, the first time we come across Hagrizim, when Yaakov Avinu left Shechem, was going towards Eretz Yisrael, he told the Shvatim, told his children, we're going towards Eretz Yisrael now, anything you may have left over from Shechem, Avodah Zorah, anything of Tumah, get rid of it. We don't want to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Take it and bury it on the ground. And we know from Chazal that burial place was actually in Hagrizim. Much later on, when we came back to Eretz Yisrael after Golos Bavel, had a problem with the Shomronim. They're called the Geire Aroyas, people who were misguided because they were scared of the lions that were there, but not really a sincere Geirus. And they always kept their own little private secret tumah, where they had kept the Avodah Zorah, which was discovered later on, and that was on Hagrizim. So said the Chasam Sofer, Hagrizim is a place which everything we know about it is tumah is Avodah Zorah. By contrast, Ha'evel, when Klal Yisrael first came to Eretz Yisrael, they were told, take two stones, erect them, put them very clearly, write out the whole Torah, Ba'er Heitev, make sure the Torah is there with clarity, anybody can see and understand who we are. And that was on Har Eivor. So says the Chasam Sofer, I find it very strange. We have two mountains, one of which it seems represents Tumah, and one that seems to represent Torah, Bracha. And yet we give the Brachas on Har Grizim, which seems to be a place of Tumah, and the Klolas in the Har Eivor, which seems to be such a positive place of Kedusha. How do we understand that? And he has a very important answer, but I'd like to expand again, as according to my little understanding, build a bit of a perspective for it. I'd like to start with the Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Posuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Posuk Yud Beis. It's the last Posuk Vav. Lo yodati nafshi somasni, Markavos Ami Nodiv. Lo yodati nafshi somasni. I didn't know how to establish, how to evaluate my own nefesh. The beautiful Medrash, I heard many times from Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, Zechonu Livracha. Medrash says, Moshe Lemuad Dovodayim. If you understand the Posuk, bring out the point of the Posuk. There was a Bas Melech. She'd lost sight of the fact that she was a Bas Melech, and unfortunately she'd been reduced to picking up the grain on the side of the road with a lot of the paupers. One day the Melech came past the royal procession, and one of the children said, hey, that's my sister. They slept her up onto the carriage, they were Koid Melochim. Next day they came down the same procession, and she was sitting there. So the other poor girl standing on the side of the road picking up the kernel said, what's going on? You know, yesterday you were one of us. Today you're up there in the king's carriage. She said, quite frankly, I have the same question. I don't know. I don't understand what happened. Yesterday I thought this was who I am, this is my destiny, with the paupers on the side of the road. And today I realize I'm a Bas Melech. It says the Medrash, maybe an interesting story. The frightening thing is, says the Medrash, we Klal Yisrael are very similar. We don't really truly appreciate our value, who we are as Klal Yisrael, as individuals. Sometimes we see ourselves as people not worth all that much, not really achieving all that much, our actions are maybe not worth all that much, whereas in reality, we belong there on the carriage of the royal procession, we're children of the Eibishter. And it's a very, very important perspective. There's a Posuk in Bereishis, in the time of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, where Kodesh Baruch is saying after the Chet, Adam had his punishment, Chava had her punishment, and the Nochosh had his punishment. There's a pasuk there with the interesting types from the Ozharova. The Eibusha said to the Nochosh, Hu Yishuf HaRosh, mankind will always try to crush you on your head. Right, Hu Yishuf HaRosh is, mankind will try to crush you on the head. I told the Shufenu, okay, you're going to attack mankind by getting him in the heel. We know the Nochosh represents the Yetzer Hara. So said the Ozharova, in this one pasuk, B'derech Remez, Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting forward to us perhaaps the most fundamental struggle we have with the Yetzer Hara. Let's start from the beginning. Ator, speaking to Nochosh, to Shuvenu Okev, your job is going to be one of your most powerful strategies is going to be the heel. The heel, the lowest part of the person, the lowest part of the body. You're going to go around trying to convince people, what are you? Who are you? Yeah, you're the heel, a lowly person, not that significant. And Rabbi Yonah has a very similar theme, says Rabbi Yonah, if a person feels that way, then every challenge of the Yetzer Hara is going to be very difficult. The Yetzer Hara is challenging me to do an Aveira. So I'm going to feel about myself, no. So if I do an Aveira, who's going to notice? Who's going to care? What terrible thing is it? Who am I in the end anyway? Come to doing a mitzvah, to have to invest effort in koyach doing a mitzvah. The Yetzer Hara will tell me, say to yourself, listen, you do the mitzvah, big deal. How much is it worth anyway? What's the big achievement? That's the attitude of the Nochosh to Shofenu Ochi, trying to bring us down and make ourselves feel worthless. Says the Eibishter, what is our job? I taught to Shofenu Roish. We've got to crush the Yetzer Hara with the concept of Roish. We've got to convince ourselves, and we're not trying to make out something that's not true. That's what we really are. Realize our own sense of chashivas, how important that we are, how significant we are. As Rabbi Yonah says, a person we've got to tell ourselves, you know, I'm not a stammer person, I'm a children of the others, the Imohis HaKadoshis. So I have tremendous potential. Anything I do is very important, very big, in a cosmic way. And Aveira Chas V'Shalom can be very damaging, not just to me, but to the stability of the Ruchnis in the world. A mitzvah is enormous. And that's a challenge which we face up to the whole time. It says, Rabbi Yonah, until a person really reminds himself time and time again, I'm important, I'm significant, therefore my actions are important, significant. It's going to be very difficult to rise to the challenges of the Yetzer Hara. But it goes a bit further than that. I want to show you, Reb Chatzkel, son of Rav, quoted a Tana de Be'er Eliyahu. Very interesting Tana de Be'er Eliyahu. Tana de Be'er Eliyahu asks the following question. He says, you know, in the Pamal Yishol Maila, because Baruch has many, many spiritual creations up there, tens of thousands of malachim. Again, we don't understand what they are exactly, but obviously it's clear there's a system of being megalikoid, revealing the covenant of the Eibishter. And there's malachim who sing over the Shira, say positive things about the Eibishter. Tens of thousands. The Rebbe came down to Har Sinai, accompanied by tens of thousands. So says the Tana de Be'er Eliyahu, you know, there's one spiritual force called the Yetzer Hara. What do you need it for? There's so many anyway, so many malachim, extolling the virtues of the Eibishter, saying Kedusha every day. Why Yetzer Hara as well? So the Tana de Be'er Eliyahu says, this is roughly his lashon. So the Tana de Be'er Eliyahu, Le'bara HaKadosh Baruch has a Yetzer Hara, Ela B'shvil Basel V'dom. You're right. Yetzer Hara is there, perfectly attuned to the needs of people. Sh'oichel V'shoyse, so he carries on, Kibbehema. At the end of the day, part of our being is almost animalistic. Or mighty Gibbehema, or Bo Lavid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes to be Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pchatzkel, that's how we've got to look at it. We've got to realize, we are challenged by the Yetzer Hara. But the Tana de Be'er Eliyahu is putting it in a very positive way, that the Yetzer Hara tries to make us feel as if we're nothing much more than a two-legged animal, go around our physical side of our life, and that seems to be our existence. We've got to realize, Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara is there challenging us. What are you going to do? Are you going to just let yourself be brought down, let yourself be convinced you're not worth much? Or are you going to be pulled forward and say, no, I'm coming loud with this HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then Ruchatzel says a very powerful point. It's a point of next week, Seder, I'm sorry, but yeah, it's still this time of the year. So fascinating Ha'orah from Ruchatzel. Pozegin Itzovim. Re'ein osati lufonecha hayoim esachayim ve'esatoiv, esamoviz ve'esora. This is really the challenge a person is put in. It says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you options. Hachayim v'hasatoyim v'samovas v'esora. The similar pasuk tells us really avodas ha'adam. The pasuk carries on the v'chalto b'chayim, not this pasuk here, but v'chalto b'chayim. And Rabbi Yonah says, you know, bechira, the ability to make a choice, he calls it ma'ilos ha'elyonos. This really is the materials of a person. Our advantage, our ma'ila, what we are as people, we have the ability to choose, to decide. He says, not only do we have this tremendous quality of the power of bechira, absolute freedom of choice, there's nothing that stands in my way of choosing what I want to choose. He says, the Eibush even gave it to us as a mitzvah, b'chalta b'chayim. But the Slonimah writes a very important point. So the Slonimah says, b'chalta b'chayim, the mitzvah of, he doesn't say do the right thing, b'chalta b'chayim. He says, why the prosecutor put it that way, b'chalta b'chayim? He suggests, because every time I make the right choice, I shouldn't go around feeling, okay, fine, I'm going to do this, but I'll do the right thing, I'll try, I'm going to realize that is chayim. I've got to appreciate this is chayim. This is really what I'm here for. This is how I'm achieving, this is how I'm building myself. When my bechira is not because I better do the right thing or better keep away from the wrong thing, that's not really achieved what I can achieve. I've got to, again, appreciate who I am, what I am, the tremendous potential I have. With this choice, I'm really building myself chayim. The psukim here, in back into Nitzavim, carry on. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Noichim Mitzavach Hayim Le'avas Hashem Elokecha. So Rashi says, Pasuk Tezvav just tells us, these are the options. Chayim and Toiv, Movas and Ra. Pasuk Tezvav carries on, so what are you going to do about it? How can I lead my life to make the right choice? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you today, Le'avas Hashem Elokecha, Lulechez Bidrocha, V'lishmoy Mitzvayisto, V'chukoyisto, V'lishpato, and then V'chayisto, V'ravisto, V'rachach Hashem Elokecha, V'lishmoy Mitzvayisto, V'lishmoy Mitzvayisto. You want to know what you're meant to do with this choice of Hachayim as a Toiv, which equates with Mavis and Ra. Sorry, Hachayim is Toiv and Mavis is Ra. What are you going to do? Fine, let's carry on. Says the Eibush, I'm telling you today, La'avos Hashem Elokecha, L'olechez Bidrochov, L'shmoy Mitzvayis V'chukoysov. How do you get to this point of Hachayim, which is Toiv? You've got to know, there's a tzivri, La'avos Hashem Elokecha, L'olechez Bidrochov. So in B'chatzkel, I find this very difficult, because Rashi says, as it explains that this, I'm going to go through life. My challenge is to get the right answer, to get the right choice, and realize I'm ending la'avas Hashem elokecha. So in practical, I don't understand. Avas Hashem is the highest madrega person can achieve. Avas Hashem means become completely selfless, subjugated, hachnor to the Eibishter. It's a lifetime's work. And yet the pasuk here seems to be saying, right, the beginning of a person's journey. You know, these are your choices. You've got chayim and toiv on one hand. The other hand, you've got mavis and ra. Go make the right choice. And what are you going to do? Just decide, I'm going to avas Hashem. So it's a bit preposterous. You know, how can a person say, beginning of a journey, yeah, I'm heading for avas Hashem. She says, a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says, of course, a person can't fool himself that at an early stage in life, yeah, I've got avas Hashem. We hope to achieve something like that after a lifetime's work. So the point the apostle is making is, what are we aiming for? So if my point is, I'll try and keep a shulchan aruch, I'll do my best, then we're not going to get so far. So we have to have, from the beginning, I'm aiming for avas Hashem. I'm being honest with myself, it's a long journey, a lifetime's journey. Mitzvah Hashem, I'll get there, I'll go towards there, and yes, there are going to be ups and downs along the way. That's what I'm trying to do. So if that's my attitude, then really every action I do, every time I make the right choice, it's vested with the quality, the Kiddush of Avas Hashem, because it's a step on the way. I'm not there yet, but that's what I'm heading for. There's a powerful mashal from Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner says that if you want to understand the value of every little step in Avodah, says the mashal, the king told one of his servants once, I want a particular set of linen. It's up there in the attic, the highest shelf in the storeroom of the attic. It's a big step to get there. Right, off the servant went, try and get there. So the king's going to come back from time to time, make sure the servant's doing the job. What did he expect to see? He doesn't expect him to come here with a pack of linen. It's going to be a very long job. What he expects to see is the fellow has taken a ladder, the highest ladder in the household. He's put it in place, and he started climbing up. The king goes past, and he sees this Eved climbing up, and it may be challenging. Climb up, it's a long way. He's happy. If he sees, the fellow is kind of lounging around, he's gone to sleep on the ladder, and he's going up one rung and go down two, that's when he's going to get upset. But as long as this person is moving upwards slowly, in the king's mind, fine. He's going for that big job. He's not there yet. It's a long way to go. But that's what Abraham wants from us. We should have that focus in mind and try and get there. The Rebbe Chatzin says a very reassuring point. He says, you know, one of the difficulties we have, in Elul, like we just heard before, we're thinking about ourselves, trying to think what we've done in the past, and we're very good, very good at reassuring ourselves. Well, Hashem, you know, we like to think positively about ourselves. So yeah, I think sometimes I did this, I did that. We're very good at finding excuses and reasons and so on. So terrible. So he says, why are we busy finding excuses? Because my expectations are not that great. So yeah, I'm trying to do the right thing. Yeah, I can excuse myself. He said, if we have a very clear matorah, we can establish for ourselves a very, very clear focus. There's something I'm aiming for. If all I'm aiming for is to be a good tzaddik and then try and keep the Shulchan Aruch, okay, so I'll do my best. It doesn't always work, so I'll make a mistake, I'll slip down. If we can set for ourselves the highest of targets, I'm here to get to Ahavas Hashem. So every little thing I do is a step along the way. So I'm not going to excuse myself, this doesn't matter, this is okay, and get away with that, because every time I didn't quite do the right thing, I'm falling short of my goal. So that's really what the Pasuk is telling us. If we have this highest of aspirations, the highest of inspirations in mind, so yeah, it's hard work, but we're on the way. We're on the way not just to go through and try and be a good person, but to try and achieve big things. And like we saw from the Midrashim, that's our koyach. Our koyach is to achieve big things. So if we can have our mind, this matorah, I'm out to achieve big things. The number one, everything I do is vested with that power. It's not just another mitzvah. It's another step on the run. I'm moving forward. And then I'm going to be much less ready to excuse myself for every little mistake. I didn't bother today, I've got to do it. Because every little mistake, every little setback, is a setback from a big project. So I'm not going to be so ready to excuse. He says, that way he feels, is a tremendous help for our, as we spoke, so we heard just before, our hisbeinus and Elul coming towards Yom HaMenorah. I want to achieve big things. So I can't allow myself to have that security of, this is okay, and that didn't matter, and that was nothing terrible. Because I'm out for big things. And that, of course, that's our potential. That is our potential. Coming back to that postuk, Hu Yusuf Choroish, Latotu Shufenu Okev, says, Ozharov, at this time of the year, there's another remez we need to know about. The Eitz HaHara, Atotu Shufenu Okev, he intends to hold us back. We have wonderful days, wonderful opportunities. He tries to pull us down, hold us back. Yeah, don't bother, it's still time. And if we don't take the opportunity these wonderful days, we're going to be pulled down. Our attitude is going to be, no, it's coming Rosh Hashanah, I'm determined, I want to get there, I've got to achieve. It's all the same, we come from the same perspective, but I know how much I can gain, where I can get to, what my potential, my true potential is. I heard recently a Meidike Meister from the Blazer Schneeberg Zangazund, from Edgeware. So the Meister Soy was Azoy. There was some kind of a battle up north in Eretz Israel. Not sure exactly when it was, but this particular battle was badly spoiled, badly failed. The general who was in charge basically messed up. So he'd been called to a court martial down in Yerushalayim, or Tel Aviv, I think that was the center. And he expected to be told good and proper, you know, you've messed up, taking away your medals, a real nasty situation. He came there, and he had with him, in company with him, a person who lay on a level sitting in a wheelchair, covered in bandages. So the judge said to him, he said, look, I don't know what you're playing at. You think you bring someone like this, you're going to arouse my mercy. He said, I'm not renowned for my mercy. You're here for a serious problem, and we're going to have to judge it properly. So the general said, okay, I understand, but please let me tell you something. This person, not Stam, a person that Lebach has suffered. This is one of my soldiers. One of my soldiers from my group who was in that battle which we're judging now. Why does he look like this? So when he started the battle, he was a healthy soldier. Soon after the battle started, unfortunately, he stepped on a mine and he maimed his foot. Seriously injured his foot. So what did he do? Ran straight to the field hospital, got himself patched up as well as they could, immediately came back to the battle. He carried on. Unfortunately, he was on the front line in the way of a bomb, a projectile of some sort. He got an armful of shrapnel. Very painful. What did he do? Again, ran back to the field hospital. Please sort me out as quick as possible. Sorted him out, bandaged him, said, I'm going back to the front. There's a battle to be done. We need to go fighting. Unfortunately, he came back again soon after, stepped on another mine, an incendiary device, and Nanuch, he suffered terrible burns, Leolenu, ran back to the field hospital, got himself bandaged up. By the time he was desperate to come back to the battle field like this. Unfortunately, by the time he was ready to come back, the battle had been lost, and this is where we are today. So the judge turned around to him and said, okay, I've got a completely new perspective now. If you have been able to arouse, to inspire your soldiers with such a degree of loyalty to the cause, that disregarding how much they've been hit and maimed and Leolenu and hurt, they're still there fighting on the front line, they're determined, we've got to achieve whatever we can, yeah, it's not easy, and I've suffered, and I'm coming back again and again and again. So you're obviously a general of tremendous caliber, you're able to inspire your soldiers, keep them going for the cause. If you lost the battle, obviously not through any lack of care on your part, wasn't because of your fault in any way, you're obviously an A1 general, I'm taking the case away. The point of the story, it was a true story, here lies a Meir de Kazakh. He said, who is it? Who is it who's there really making Kvod Shamayim? I'm one of the greatest tzaddikim. Everyone has their struggles. But some people, unfortunately, go through life, Mishlocht, and Nochemol, another problem, another misfortune, another difficulty, Leolenu, and still have the power and determination, I'm coming back. So, of course, each one in our own way, we have our ups and downs. But if we have this determined attitude, never mind, I'm the Abish's soldier, I'm climbing up the ladder, I've got the big matar in front of my eyes, and this is what I'm determined to achieve. I'm going to go back again and again and again. These are the people on the front line of the Abish's army. These are the people who are generating Kvod Shamayim. Someone who, for whatever reason, Abish has said, has a more easy life and seems to manage without all the struggles, Gewaltig. But the ones who are really being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim is difficult, there are problems, and again, I'm reinforcing and coming back, I'm keeping climbing. And like Rechatzkel said, we have this big picture in the front of our minds. It's not ridiculous, because like was said in the Medrash, this is what we are. We have this capability, you have this potential. Keep going and going. This is the Abish to soldiers. I once saw from Rabbi Aaron Feldman, the Rosh Hashiva in Baltimore, to one of his medics of him, he said a very, very powerful line, which I find very, very helpful. He says, our job is not to win the battle. Our job is to increase our commitment to the struggle. We're not trying to go here saying, right, I've got here, I've achieved, I've arrived. Okay, to have a sense that I've arrived, I've achieved everything, can sometimes be very negative. The Medrash tells us, when we find in the Pasuk the word Vayeshev, it's always the prelude to disaster. Vayeshev Yaakov, many times have Vayeshev, even in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, the Pasuk describes the wonderful miles of Klal Yisrael. Vayeshev Yisrael, the Betach, everybody standing, sitting there, security, prosperity, time of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Medrash, every time we have a Vayeshev, after that, shortly after that, we'll find a disaster, a problem, a downfall. Says the Maral, what's the connection? So this is the point. Vayeshev sounds like I'm settled, I've arrived, I'm done, I've achieved. I become a little bit complacent, a little bit smug. It says, that's always going to be in the prelude of a downfall. So we've got to keep going. Yeah, we've achieved tremendous things, but never to let go, never let us say, okay, I've done, I've yotigavein. That's what he's trying to say to Baron Feldman. He says, we haven't achieved because we've won the battle. Fine, it's a very chashuva thing to win the battle. But really our tachlis is, there's a struggle, a constant struggle. Like the Chovas HaLevavos tells us, says that the general, the chosid, the Chovas HaLevavos is chosid, once met a general, just come back victorious from a battle, a big campaign, he was victorious, and this chosid said to him, by the way, you know, now you're ready for the real battle. So Chovas HaLevavos, what did he mean? Says, yeah, to fight, boss of Adam, fight the battle on the battlefield is one thing. The real battle, which in many ways has similar strategies, the battle of the Yetzer Hara, it's ongoing. That's how we have to look at it, it's an ongoing battle. We haven't succeeded because I won the skirmish. We succeed when we deepen our commitment to the struggle. I'm more determined, I've got to achieve, I've got to keep moving forward. And like Rechatzkel says, we have the big things in front of our eyes, it helps. We're not being overambitious, we're not being ridiculous. We know we can achieve big things and we've got to try and get there. But if we have the big things in sight, we're going to keep moving, keep inspired and move onwards and upwards. So the Chasam Sofer. Come back to our Chasam Sofer. I think now, I feel that we can really appreciate what he's telling us. So the Chasam Sofer. Eirish wants to shower Klal Yisrael with brachas, and unfortunately reminds us sometimes they're klolos. The most appropriate place, the most powerful place giving a bracha is a mountain full of tumah. It's a mountain, it represents tumah. And says Eirish, if I find people here with all the difficulties, all the challenges, are still determined to carry on and keep moving forward and overcome the challenges and get further and climb up the mountain, these are people on whom we can shower the brachas. These are the people, mishlok, 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 and we come back again and again and again. These are the people deserving the brachas. Now, unfortunately, people on the other side, Har Eivel, can be a place, Molei Kedusha, a place with such tremendous potential. And sometimes we live with, Baruch Hashem, we have both sides. We live in very challenging times. On the other hand, we have tremendous mekaymus of Tfilah of Torah. He says, if somebody has the opportunities, being in a place of Kedusha, and doesn't take the opportunity, it can be a wonderful situation, wonderful opportunities, wonderful potential and power of Kedusha, of Torah, of Tfilah. We don't take it properly, then there are such people. That's the place for a klala. So that's really, I think, a perspective we have to try and have, to remind ourselves. In this Dor Achrin, we have so many challenges from all around, and yet we're still determined, move forward, keep on. We're really able to soldiers on the front line of Yachal. As long as we have this big picture in mind, we try very hard to have our sha'ifas, and therefore determined to deepen our commitment to the struggle, keep moving forward. For such people, we're deserving, surely Eibush will shower us with brachas. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to go on through here, the week of Slichas, weeks of Slichas, Yom Neiroim. We should achieve with try and develop, and let the Svarim say, if we can try and lift up our sights, lift up our inspirations a little bit. That can lead us surely to a tremendous year of Aliyah. And if we're prepared for that, we can be Kadal and Makos Shemaim properly, come Yom Neroim. The instrument should be Zaychet to achieve such things and have a tremendous Ksiva Chasim Etoiva, like would be Bench to Yom. Nice.